Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com. Today I'll be interviewing Tommy Thompson about peanut butter, salmonella, and the FDA. Tommy Thompson, of course, was the 42nd governor of Wisconsin and the 7th U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. Welcome to the podcast, Tommy.
Well, Val, it's a pleasure and a privilege to be on your program, and I am delighted that people like you are out stressing and developing good public policy in the area of the health arena, and I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to talk about salmonella.
Well, as a physician, it's pretty exciting for me to talk about microbiology.
Okay, fine.
So I've been following, obviously, the recent salmonella outbreak at a peanut processing plant with great interest, and it's truly amazing how just one factory supplied so many peanut product manufacturers, and one unsanitary factory in Blakely, Georgia, supplied over 100 companies with peanut butter. Has this recent outbreak influenced how the FDA tracks food ingredients?
I don't think it's influenced because the truth of the matter is, Val, is we've got a serious food problem in America, and FDA is understaffed, and we've just had too many outbreaks of food poisoning, whether it be listeria from cucumbers or onions, or salmonella from ice cream, or in this case, peanut butter. It's a serious situation. Approximately 8 million people. 82 million people come down with some kind of food poisoning a year, and approximately 350,000 end up in a hospital, and about 8,000 die each year from food poisoning. People are just alarmed when you tell those figures. They just don't know about it until something like this peanut butter scare comes about. There's approximately 700 or 800 different products that have been affected by this one company, it is important for us as a country to realize that the FDA is very much understaffed, and they cannot do the inspections necessary to make sure that we can protect all of our food. And that's why we've had so many outbreaks over the course of the last several years, something that I've been talking about and harping about for a long time, especially when I was secretary. When I was secretary, I was able to get an increased number of inspectors by 100% increase, and also increased dollars. But since I left, there's been a decrease, and now we're back to where we were when I started. And when you look at the numbers, the number of inspections that inspector has to do, we have 64,000 venues that FDA has to inspect, Val, and only about 700 inspectors. Now, you tell me how 700 inspectors can inspect 64,000. And 80% of the food is under the jurisdiction of FDA, and 20% of the food is under the jurisdiction of inspections and authority of the Department of Agriculture. They have 7,000 employees and only 6,000 venues that they have to inspect. And you compare that to 700 inspectors versus 64,000, you can see the reversal between the Department of Agriculture and Department of FDA. So that's the problem. And FDA is trying to do the best job possible under some very serious constraints. And we have an archaic law, lack of inspectors, and lack of resources to do the job properly.
Wow, that's really enlightening and also terrifying at the same time.
It really is. We inspect less than 1% of the food coming into America. And that number is increasing. The amount of food is coming into America, but the number of inspections are going down. So you can see we have some serious problems facing our food supply, and it's about time that Congress recognizes this and we get a handle on it.
So is the answer a larger budget? Is that really the problem?
Well, it's definitely at the heart of the problem. Dr. Bell, when you look at the numbers, just the numbers that I've just given you, when I left, we had about 1,500 inspectors. We're down to 700 food inspectors right now. They have to inspect 64,000 to 70,000 different businesses each year, and it's just, you know, geographically, mathematically impossible to do those kind of inspections. And then you got all the food coming in from ships, airplanes, and so on, from overseas and other countries. And you can see the monumental job facing the FDA. They do the best job they possibly can. I know they get criticized by the media and so on, but when you look at the numbers and look at what each individual has to do, you have to come away with a conclusion for what they're doing a heck of a good job with the number of resources they have. We have to get more inspectors, we have to get more money in and better technology, and we have to get a more modern law, such as making sure that companies would have to file an affidavit that their food is safe, and so you'd be able to inspect those affidavits. We don't even have that in all the food processing plants in America. We don't even require them to file an affidavit with the FDA that their food is safe.
So that means they're not liable for unsafe food if they haven't signed that? Is that what that means?
It doesn't mean that. It just means that there's very little supervision. And and evidenced by this peanut company out of Georgia, you know, they supplied over 100 venues, but approximately 600 to 700, 800 different products were adversely impacted by the peanut smear that was manufactured by this company.
Is there anything that the American public can do about this? I mean, is there a place where they can sign a petition or, you know, make their voices heard, their concerns about the lack of the lack of staff at the FDA to really do the job properly?
Well, there's a coalition to improve the quality of food inspections at FDA and give them the resources necessary. And I'm part of that group, and we're trying to do everything we possibly can to increase the awareness of the American public. There are some people in Congress that are introducing legislation, such as this affidavit. There's legislation. There are people in Congress that are looking at ways in which they can improve the working conditions at FDA, as well as the resources necessary to hire more inspectors. But when you look at the FDA, which has 80% of the responsibility and 20% of the resources, and agriculture has 20% of the responsibilities for good food inspections and over 80% of the resources, you can see that agriculture is doing a much better job inspecting meat, which they inspect their plants every single day that they're operating, whereas FDA may get to a plant every 7 years, 6 years, maybe 5 years. But it shows you what we have to do. We got our priorities wrong, and we have to get more resources into the FDA. I'm not saying we should take away from agriculture, because they have slaughterhouses that they have to look at every single day and give the stamp of approval on the meat that comes out of it. But at the same time, we got to be concerned about the peanut butters, the lettuces, the salads, you know, the jalapeno peppers, you name it. And we've had too many people die from food poisoning in the last several years, and too many people that are stricken by it. In this case alone, we got 8 or 9 people that have died from this peanut butter salmonella outbreak.
Terrible. Now, I have a quick question. Do you think that Dr. Joshua Sharfstein will become the new FDA commissioner?
I hear that he's in the mix,
yep.
But I also hear that he may be the chief of staff out there. I don't think anybody knows for sure.
Yeah.
But I know, Val, that he's being considered.
Okay.
He's being considered for some position at FDA, whether it's the commissioner or assistant commissioner or chief of staff. I don't know.
Do you have any advice for the new FDA commissioner, whoever it is?
Yeah, I certainly do. I would say that the FDA commissioner has got to elevate the food inspection. You should even consider the possibility of having a commissioner of food in the Department of Health and Human Services that reports directly to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. You should also do everything you possibly can to work on how you can get medicines and new drugs to market sooner and with more efficacious and safety built in around those medicines. But in the last year, 2008, we had fewer new drugs get to market since 1981.
Wow.
And that is a long time ago. And so you can see the whole system, FDA, is overworked, and the responsibilities are great. And Congress, I think, meddles too much into FDA. Maybe that'll change now with the Democrats in control of both houses and the presidency, and that they will give more deference to the FDA commissioner. I think Andy von Eschenbach and all the other commissioners Les Crawford and Mark did a great job. Well, I was secretary, but the staff at FDA is becoming somewhat demoralized, because as soon as they make a decision, somebody in Congress has the tendency to criticize a lot of those decisions, and that causes them to be reluctant to make decisions.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Tommy Thompson. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com.